he certainly will be.
School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. Important Canadian Things by Leo Vona, directed by Dina Epstein, live from Radio Coat, 24-hour newsroom, February 7th, 2015, at The Secret Theater in Long Island City, Queens, New York.
I can't believe this. You mean it's mandated by Ottawa?
It's the judgment of the Supreme Court. First, that crazy bitch McLaughlin wants a public apology from the Prime Minister over some bullshit phone call. Now she wants to kill the weak and timid folk.
Phone call?
I'm already on my way. I'll check in when I'm done. I hate this fucking song.
What? What song?
You don't even hear it, do you? Gentlemen! You've been called to this emergency session of the important Canadian government thingy to discuss the Supreme Court's recent decision to overturn the heretofore enacted ban on medically disputable auto-euthanasia. I.e. to address the need for sudden allowance and permission of grand-scale assisted suicide in terminal and non-terminal uses.
People want to die.
I want to die, Tom. And by the time we're done here today, I think we'll all want to die a little. As of last week, the Supreme Court of Canada has decided that anyone who wants to die can go the fuck on and die. They can call up their family doctor, tell that hapless bastard, I want out! And poof, they're gone. And the state needs to fund it, if you can believe that. A recent Ipsos poll showed that 85% of Canadians are in favor of assisted suicide. Now, the whole of Canada has a population of 35 million. So that's about 29.75 million people who want nothing more than to eat a bullet.
I still don't think that's what that figure means.
I still can't figure out what that means either, Tom. That's not the fucking point. The point, gentlemen, is that we need to kill just about shy of 30 million of our own citizens in the next fiscal year. And that's even before people see Jupiter ascending and have to kill themselves, fucking Channing Tatum. By the end of that year, that number could climb to 90 or even 95%. And forget about people calling their family doctor. To off 30 million people, We would need to call in every doctor, dentist, gynecologist, podiatrist, and school nurse in this whole damn country. It's not gonna happen. We need other options. Tom, sell them on this crazy shit.
Our squad has put together a proposal with some methods to handle this crisis. In our proposal, we outline all the elements in play, marking them by multi-vector, self-reflecting criterions, and placing them on a weighted issue tree. Then we use a process of statistical analysis and focus group testing, all on various tangentially related issues, to determine likely public acceptance and cost-benefit efficiency. If you'll each take one of the packets I prepared and open to the first page of the first section...
The lovely packets, Tom, really. Nice sell. Now sit down and never stand up again. Listen, people, the short version is this. We need professionals. It's the only thing that makes sense. We need killers. Murderers, and not those small-time, cherry red van, head-in-the-fridge fuckers either. We need goddamn dyed-in-the-wool mass murderers. And we have some here today. Let me introduce you to the candidates. Jorge Machado is a Mexican gang member.
Drug lord, puta! I told you twice now!
Yes, drug lord.
Bitch, you need to listen.
He and his cohorts have been running mass genocides for almost 70 years in and around their own country. Vitaly Puskovich here is a member of the Russian Spetsnaz and former KGB, in a legacy. So far, he's killed almost half as many of his own countrymen as his dear old dad.
This is not proof. You cannot say this for me. Call me criminal. And was not KGB, was NKVD.
What's next for you guys? Ukraine, right?
Yes.
Next, we have Salim Abraham, a Syrian ex-ISIL terrorist.
Yes, ex. Come a little closer.
Salim.
What?
Salim has been given clearance to participate in this panel demonstration with the understanding that he has renounced radical Islam and severed ties to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Praise him!
Salim!
What?
Stop it.
Please, take 7 steps closer, just so I can hear you.
Finally, this is Wilford. He runs a local chain of crematoria.
Hello, everyone.
He recently killed, hid, and stored over 263 corpses in his various places of business, only being caught when the neighbors got sick off the smell. We think he might have hidden significantly more.
There were so many more.
Over decades.
I'm 74.
They've all been told what the situation is. The process here would be rather simple. Each of these maniac bastards is gonna try and prove us that he is the right sickest bastard we've ever laid eyes on. And thereby prove that he can help us solve our giant fucking murder problem.
I don't like this room.
Let's get this over with. Jorge, how do you propose we kill 30 million people?
That's easy, man. Hang people from buckets, yo.
Buckets?
Yeah, buckets! Buckets filled with people, man. Then everyone else sees not to fuck with you. Look, when you're driving down the freeway and you see like a bunch of buckets, man, hanging from a bridge, man, all filled with body parts, man, shit, then you're scared. For real.
We want to kill 30 million people, not scare them.
Shit, that's easy, dude. Just get more buckets. Why are you so stupid?
Of course.
Get all the fucking buckets, man. Also, it helps to drive around in huge gangs and shoot people from your car. We've been using this for years. It's very effective, man.
Salim, how will you assist in the calling of 85% of our own people?
I would love to tell you, but I just need you to take 7 or 8 steps toward me. And perhaps you could bring some other high-ranking members of your godless fell army with you, so that I might share with you the warmth and knowledge I have to give you.
Salim, I don't even know why we brought you here.
I'm sorry, what?
I felt like maybe you could bring some wild card perspective to this.
Come closer so I can hear.
You realize that we deactivated your shitty little kettle bomb with magnets before you even armed it.
Oh, shit.
Seriously, you're the worst suicide bomber I've ever met. Vitaly, why are you laughing?
It is so silly that he blew himself up. Why do this? It is a waste of talent. This is why his people lose war to us.
Vitaly, enough!
No, please, you, enough. Russian military killed 60 millions of own people like you might light a pipe. Stalin, Khrushchev, Putin. In America, you assassinate president. In Soviet Russia...
The fool pities Mr. T. Yeah, everything's backwards, we get it.
You will simply disappear.
That's me.
It's a text.
With a picture.
Okay, team. Although this has been as fruitless and frustrating as I could possibly have hoped for, we've got at least one last test to see if any of these degenerate fucks can actually follow through with their lunatic threats. I'd like to introduce you to Gerald, who is a candidate for assisted suicide.
This child?
No, I am not a child. I am 14 years old, thank you very much. And I just got back from camp. And I live on Green Street, and I'm very, very sick. I'm not going to make it. I have all kinds of sad cancer. So I think I just want to give up here. Thank you very much, indeed. Yes, sure. Can't any of you help me?
Yo, what the fuck, man?
Oh, please. It would be the most best. I could see my grandma, and my grandpa, and my other grandpa, and my old dog Trevor, and my even older dog Dusty, and Jason from the Friday the 13th movies, and maybe Whitney Houston, but like young Whitney.
Oh, young Whitney was all right. Not too much godless American whoring.
Oh, she was always great.
You're right, she was always great.
None of you will kill this cancer-ridden kid, will you? Bunch of schmucks, bunch of low-rent losers.
Shit, man, fall back. I snuff this little beach kid right now.
Please, you. I would be greatly appreciated if you would be so kind. Here.
There we go, all set.
Fuck you, little beach kid. You're too fucking cute, man. I can't shoot this little bitch kid, man. Shit, I love this little bitch kid. This little bitch kid got more fucking huevos than my whole fucking colonia, essay? Little bitch kid, you okay? I'm out this pater, motherfucker. Hey, statistical analysis, man.
And he just killed Tom.
I'm okay. I'm leave too. I can't kill your sweet little insane child friend. This is Neodacha. How you say? Bad luck. Bad luck for you. For all of you. On all of you, bitch.
This was a mistake.
I'm still okay.
Please stop shooting my assistant!
You are wound tight, like Cossack testicle.
Okay, great, thank you.
I'll stay.
Just get out.
Can I have the boy?
Security, sweep this up, please. Gentlemen, this meeting is adjourned for now. I need to, Shit, I just need to go. It went about as well as can be expected.
Did they fall in line? Follow the fold?
Nope. And the people you sent, my God.
Then we simply move to our contingency plan.
What's that?
We ban vaccinations and let nature take its course.
No vaccinations? We'd kill everyone on the planet in a few decades. Not just our own moronic citizens. We can't do that. We just can't. It would be a plague.
You know they cause autism, right? And gayness?
Okay, that's literally the craziest shit I've heard in the last 10 minutes.
This has been Important Canadian Things by Leo Vona, directed by Dina Epstein, presented by Radio Code, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Stephanie T. Cromie and Kelly Riley, with live Foley by Dina Epstein. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.